Morning. Thank you, Lulu.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, Rob. This is Gail. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Gail. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm going camping tonight.
There you go. Huh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited.
Got that to look forward to.
Yes, absolutely. So it sounds like you and Lulu were talking about the first page listing we had available under junk removal today on Google. Is that right?
That is correct.
Awesome. So what I'll do, Rob, I'll try to be quick. I know your time is valuable and I'm sure you're busy, but I'll run you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, and I'll look for the best pricing we can get for you too. I know Lulu had put in her new in business credit for you. So we'll get that applied. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough, Rob.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Awesome.
Good.
Awesome. So now Lulu said that you just recently started. Was it last year or was it this September?
It's this year. It's this September.
Oh, wow. Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And why now? Why'd you
honestly, why? me and my partner have been talking about it for literally a year and a half, and we finally pulled the trigger in May, and then I had to set up a bunch of things, and then we officially launched in September. I had to hire somebody, get a truck, you know, do the website, you know.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
Of this
type of thing. Yeah. So, yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
We launched. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. So it sounds like you've been doing it for a while. You just kind of made it official now.
Correct.
Okay, cool. Now, have you guys talked about or thought about being on first page of Google? Is that something that's come up in conversation?
Yes, that's what we want. The only thing I've seen is that the domain, because I get these calls, no offense to you, but I get these calls all the time. And it's usually it's usually where they can make a different domain than the one I have to list on the first page. Is that going to be similar to you guys?
Well, no, actually, I was going to mention that. It looks like you must own the domain hlxservices.com, right?
Correct.
There's
a hosting service, but yes.
Okay. Yeah. No worries. So no, if you wanted us to rebuild your website, we certainly could. It's something that we do, and we don't charge our partners. Like, what's that?
No, we don't.
We don't do websites for the general public. We only do it for our partners that we're putting on first page. So if you'd like us to,
we could.
Good.
I'm liking how this is going so far.
Absolutely. So we can rebuild it if you'd like, but we would put it right back on your domain. There's no reason to change domain names. And if you didn't already have a domain, and we would actually put you on one, and then we would host it and maintain it for you as well, still no charge. Since you've got a beautiful website address already, and it works. So, we just put it right back there. And the look and feel can be very similar to what you've got now, if that's what you like. You'll definitely have, you know, obviously a say in what goes on the website or what doesn't. And another benefit, if you want us to rebuild it, we'll make it Google compliant and optimized, which is going to help you guys show better too. So
that's probably a good idea, to be honest.
Okay. All right. And so we can definitely do that. So one of the first things that we'll actually do is I'll close off the Charlotte area for the category of junk removal and recycling. And we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So in that 50-mile, is that good travel range for you?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Good.
I mean,
good. Okay.
North will go a little bit further, but 50's good. 50's a good air mile radius.
Perfect. So in that 50-mile radius, what that'll mean for you guys is we'll never be working with or promoting any of your competitors. If they offer any of the same services that you do, it's strict Google rules that we follow as Google Premier Channel partners. So we'll never be able to work with somebody else. So you'll know then those clicks and leads and calls are just going to go straight to you. So we do all of the programming that's necessary so that you guys show up in the map section when anybody's searching for any of your services. And then we don't filter or screen those calls. They all go directly to you. We don't charge for them. Leads, clicks, calls are all unlimited. So, you know, if you get a lead that's outside your service area and you have to decline them, no big deal. You didn't have to pay for it. So it doesn't matter if you pick up 10 new customers or 110 new customers. Your pricing doesn't change. Does that make sense, Rob?
It does. So basically the pricing changes no matter what?
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. So, now, this sounds like something that's going to work out really well for you guys, getting you on the first page and just getting seen.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome, awesome.
What's the monetary value?
Yep, that is exactly where I was going to head here. I was going to pull up my pricing screen. Now, are you guys using Facebook at all?
Yep.
Okay.
Facebook,
and you
Twitter,
can...
Instagram.
Awesome.
All of it.
And then, do you have a business page over on Facebook?
I do.
Okay, awesome, awesome. All right, and then the one look. Oh, you do have a Google business profile. Wonderful. So,
probably somebody needs to tweak that. Yeah.
And we'll do that too, absolutely, just to make sure everything ties together. We'll make sure all your socials are on there, that your website is tied in, and we'll optimize that listing too so that you guys can show on that first page. Yeah. So let me look. I want to get you guys off of retail here. I'm going to play with a couple of promo codes that I've got in my hot little hands. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate. No contracts. We truly just don't believe in it. We feel if we're doing our job and we intend to do our job, there's no reason for us to get married, I guess. I hope that's all right with you. That works.
Perfect,
okay, good. I always worry some people love contracts, and I never know. But, yeah, no contracts, no length of time requirements, anything. And then, of course, clicks, leads, and calls are unlimited. So let me see. So normal retail for the Charlotte area is $399 a month, but let me see. Your new in business gets you down to $249 a month. Let me try one more here. I've got another code I can plunk in there. Ha, cool. It did it. I threw in a, it doesn't matter. It's a leftover promo code that nobody got rid of. And it worked. So our rule is if it works, we get to use it. So it gets you down to $199 a month. So it shaved $200 off. And then.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Okay, awesome. And then there is a one time, well, it's normally $299, but it whacked your setup fee all the way down to $99. So the setup fee is a one time, and then you'll never see or hear from it again. It partially covers the programming that we do to get you on first page. And then it is just that flat $199, never anything more. We don't add even taxes, so no taxes or surcharges or click fees or lead fees or job fees. Whatever extras people have dreamed up over the years just don't exist here.
Well, I'll tell you, like, you got me sold so far. You got me sold
all
completely
right.
So far. I would pay $300 today, correct?
Correct. $298.
$300
yes.
and then $199 after that. That's fine.
Yep.
But how long is it going to take to get it up there?
Oh, good question. Let me run you through the timeline. So between, if we call today day zero, the day we get you set up, so between 0 and 7 days, you're going to have access to your reporting dashboard. So that's an area on our back end where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, all that information so that you know what your marketing is doing for you or what it isn't. but also so that you can identify, you know, if you're getting a lot of searches from a particular area, all you have to do is let us know and we can zero in on that area. So that'll come online for you. And then we'll get you, all of your directory submissions done in that time as well. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, up to about, yep, of course, up to about 60 different destinations. And then between day 0 and 14, your website will be, if you want, rebuilt and back online, all fresh and new and Google compliant. And then first page placement takes a little bit longer. It takes about 30 to 45 days for you to appear on first page, which is actually lightning fast. Most companies, industry standard, I guess is how I have to say it, takes 6 to 9 months to get you there. So we do it lightning speed accordingly. And I was just thinking too, you may see results sooner. One, because of the directory listings, they'll be going out right away. So you'll be plastered all over the directories right away. And you've already got your Google business profile. So that's usually our biggest delay in that 30 to 45 day timeline, because we're usually starting brand new. So we have to send in for the GBP and then they have to get the card back. That can take up to 2 weeks. So it quite often 2 weeks of that 30 to 45 days is just waiting on the GBP. So that you've already got it, you guys are ahead of the game. That makes sense, Rob?
30 to 40, yeah, it does. But not industry standard, you guys 30 to 45 days? Is that
correct?
Days, or is that including weekends?
That includes weekends, yes. Absolutely.
Okay. And last question, what was the name of the marketing agency?
You got Local Splash. We're in Fountain Valley, California. I'm actually not, though. I work remotely. I live in Colorado.
Oh, nice. Hopefully you get some bud.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Maybe for the camping trip, just maybe.
There you go. I might
just say. Hey, it's our annual girls only. I'm sorry. We girls are heading for the high country.
I'm just kidding. Well,
every once in a while, we'll. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead.
Yeah, you need to
hear a butt. I will. Actually, I like to give you flowers before we go for payment. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to gather some info from you and get this listing closed. And I save credit card to the end. We'll get to everything else.
Gotcha.
And then you have any questions as we go, just stop me and let me know. Rob, being that you have a partner, do we need to get him on the line or her
no,
to give?
No.
Okay, cool. Nope. All right. Is Rob short for Robert, I assume?
It is, and I hate
okay.
that.
Okay.
But you got to listen.
Yeah, well, so whatever is on your credit card is how I need to match for your name. Okay, and Robert. Does your middle initial show on there?
It does. V.
V. Is that Victor? Just curious.
V as in Byron.
B as in Byron.
Yeah.
All right. Rob, what?
The poet.
Oh, I gotcha. And what's your last name?
Loper. L-O-P as in Paul, E-R.
Easy enough. And Rob, what's your email address, please?
Rob@hlxservices.com.
Perfect. And then I assume 980-825-6779 is your cell.
The real one or the company one?
Well, actually, I can take the company one too. I'm right in that spot.
All right. The company's 980-825-6779.
perfect. Thank you. All right.
And my actual cell, is 804-892-0907.
Okay. Which is easier? What is that 6779 number? Okay.
That's the company. That's the company line. But I mask my
name,
you know, because people want a local number. So
I don't have a local number.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
I did a little research. Yeah.
I'm gonna grab a couple links here. Oh, there we go. And I did grab a hold of that listing and closed it down, so it's not gonna go anywhere. And then are you 6739 Brookshire Boulevard, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28216. Fantastic. All right, Rob, I'm going to send you a couple of emails. The first one is information on the dashboard and analytics.
Okay. And
let's see, where did it go? There it is. That one's on its way. And then the second one, I need to adjust it down with your discounts in there. I want you to have the exact price and package that I quoted you so that you've got that in writing. There we go. It's a stock email, obviously, but I just need to...
It comes
out as retail pricing, and yeah, you're not on retail. Oh, by the way, you are locked in at that $199, too, so it's not a...
Good deal.
Promotional rate that's going to go up later, you're locked in for life with your discounts. So, just
nice.
So you know that. Yeah. All right. Did those emails make it to you, Rob?
Checking right now. Yep.
Got awesome.
Yep, I got the dashboard.
Perfect. Thank you. I'll fill in a couple blanks on my end. So what I'm doing... I'm gathering all of the information and all the links that your technician's going to need. And then I'm actually going to set you up with your onboarding call. And all of the info that I'm collecting from you now is going to go straight over to them. That way they've kind of got a head start on what you've got going on already.
Gotcha.
Okay. So let's check the calendar and get you on there for your onboarding call. So your onboarding call, we block out an hour. It typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. Don't need to be in front of a computer because I'm gathering all the links and everything now. But they'll do one more quality control check, make sure I gathered all of your information right, periods and commas and LLCs and whatnot all in the right places. We want everything 100% before it goes out. And then you guys will discuss what you want on your website or what you don't. And then what next steps are and what we'll be working on. So we like to do that as soon as your schedule allows. And I'm looking at what we might have for today. Today's pretty ugly.
Can I do like, if it's possible, can I do like 4:45 o'clock Eastern time?
Let me look.
Let's see, possible. Because I'll be riding in traffic at that time.
You know what?
Plenty of time.
There is one slot left at 5 o'clock. I'm grabbing it for
you.
Yeah. I love it when things work the way I want them to.
Me too, man. Just gonna try it.
Yeah, exactly. 23rd. How did we get this far into September already?
I know, man.
That's crazy. I mean, like just a month ago, I was saying that I was still looking for April. I don't know what happened to it. Just kind of disappeared. So I'm going to set up this calendar appointment, and then I'll send that over to you so we can hold your slot. Takes you just a second to get her built.
Mm-hmm.
There it goes. It didn't want to update for me. All right. And then the grabbing email addresses too.
Mm.
There we go. All right. So that's on the way to you. The subject line is going to say local splash CIE, or goofy internal coding. But when that gets there, if you could open that up, it'll have a yes, no, maybe option. And even if you're not using Google Calendars, that's okay. If once you hit the yes, it'll send a response back to our system and hold that slot for you.
Gotcha. So I basically just have to make sure I confirm that.
Yes. Yes, please. And then I've got to put this in one more spot. There we go. All right. And then is your, I'm going to go try and find your Facebook page here. Ah, found you.
All right, I confirmed.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it. While I'm on Facebook, I found your Helix Junk Removal and Recycling page. And since I'm stalking you there, I gave you a like while I was there. So.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I bring it up to 4.
Woo, you'll have more.
Profile, but it's cool. Yeah. It doesn't matter to me. It's all good.
All right. So under services, I see. So let's do junk removal, junk hauling, recycling. How else do you want to say your services, Rob?
I'm sorry, say that again?
So I'm listing your services. So any service that you offer, we can pull out and use as keywords so that you're listed for those on first page. So I've got junk removal.
Gotcha.
Go for it. Oh, I was going to say, I've got junk removal.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I've got junk removal, junk hauling, recycling, and I got waste material removal. I don't know if anybody's going to search that, but.
Yeah, no. I don't think so, but yeah, put it, that's fine.
Okay. Any others?
All right. Give me one second.
Sure.
I'm going to take this quick call, but on a different line, but just hold on real quick. Sorry.
No problem. Oh, no, no worries.
Just give me a quick second here, Gail. Sorry about that.
No problem.
I can answer while I'm... Okay. Give me a here.
No worries. Wait, I'm actually
got a question,
being...
I can answer one.
If you've got any other services we can list. Or
no,
that you can think of different...
Estate cleanouts.
Ooh, good one.
Storage facility cleanouts. I mean, the word's probably got to get fixed on that, but same day pickup. Hey, man, give me 1 second, Gail.
No worries.
Gail, I'm almost done. I'm sorry. I got like a three-way situation. I'm about to finish. Hold on real quick.
It's okay. I'm getting some other things done on my end while I wait. It's no worries.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Gail, give me 30 seconds and we're done. Sorry.
You got it.
All right, dude. Sorry about that. Lord have mercy.
No. No problem. So
yeah,
that actually gave... All right. That's awesome. No, actually, that gave me a chance to get some of the stuff done on my end that I needed to do without you having to stick around longer. That way I can get you back to your day quicker. So we left off, though, at same-day pickup for services.
Same day. So somebody calls us and I need to get rid of this now. Same day.
Pickup. Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yep. Anything
appointment,
else?
Appointment pickup. Let me check here. I'm actually on the website. Garage cleanouts.
Got it.
Cleanouts.
Oh, good one.
Cleanups. Renovation cleanups. Moving cleanups. Basically, any type of cleanup you can think of that does not involve hazardous waste.
Gotcha. And do you do, I mean, do you want to say like fall yard cleanup type or no?
We can do that. We can do yard cleanups as well, but like without the yard equipment, you know what I'm saying? Like
yep.
If they put it all in a pile, I don't know how to say that, but yeah.
Ah, gotcha.
It's called,
I'm gonna
it's
say...
called green waste, I believe.
Okay, I'm going to say that then. Green waste. Removal. Perfect. All right.
And I guess
and
yard
then,
removal or some shit. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any others?
Not that I can think of, but I'm sure the onboarding call will spitball a little bit.
Yep, you will. Definitely. All right, and then your hours of operation. I could have probably grabbed that from your GBP. Looks
say,
like 8 to 5.
Yeah, I would do 8 to 6.
8 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Yeah. Yep, Monday through Sunday. I just do Monday through Saturday, Sunday by appointment.
You got it. And then did you want any payment integration on your website? There's no charge for us setting it up.
We can do that.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, it's really nice sometimes to be able to take payment online. Just send them to the website and tell them to pay you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm doing a skim through here. Make sure I got all my info right. It's looking good. All right. So I am to the billing info. So on the card that you're using, does the company name appear or is it just your name, Rob?
It's just my name. This is a personal one.
Okay. Okay. And then the phone number attached to the account, the account that's credit card account.
Paying.
Is it the 980?
The 804 number. 804
Oops.
Number.
Okay. All right. Let me grab that.
So the 804 is personal, the 980 is business.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, there it goes. And then the Brookshire Boulevard is also attached to that account. All right. Perfect.
Yes. Or No. I got to give you a different address.
Okay. Ready.
6421 Billion Lane. That's FILLIAN.
Okay.
And,
that's and is
Charlotte,
that Charlotte?
Carolina.
Okay.
The zip code's going to be 28269.
Nine. And then Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Master.
All right, I'm ready for those digits when you are, Rob.
5524.
Okay.
3394.
Got it.
1504.
Mm-hmm.
And 4021. And I'll read it again just to make sure. 5524, 3394, 1504, 4021.
Perfect.
Operations 0127. The card ain't gonna last that.
Got it.
Sure. And the code is 745.
All right, let me update that. And, you know, I just thought of something else, too, that you might be interested in. Being that you're on Facebook already, for another $100 a month, if you wanted to, you'd have $100 in Facebook ads that we'd write, manage, run. All you need to do is gather the inbound calls from them. So one of the cool things about Facebook now for businesses, people are trying to keep their spending dollars local. So they're turning to Facebook for that. They're going to the marketplace. And
let's
one of the really...
Let's do it.
Jonna, okay, cool.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do it.
I think it'll help you a lot.
A month, right?
Correct.
Yeah. It'll be $2.99 a month?
Yep, you got it. Yeah, I think you're going to love Facebook. We have a team that handles Facebook only. And they're amazing. They can really drill in on certain areas that you want, income level, age range, all of those good things.
Gotcha. I'm interested for sure. Yeah, so let's pull the trigger on that one.
All right, I'll put it on there for you. Computer is thinking. There it
it's
goes, all right. Finally.
I know the struggles.
It needs some more of my Red Bull this morning, I think.
Yeah. I'm feeling really good.
Oh, I've never tried that. That might be a whole new thing.
Careful.
Oh, that's right. These,
you never thought you would.
I forgot about, I've never done one, but the Jaeger bombs sounds disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's,
yeah,
isn't that Red Bull and Jägermeister or something like that?
Yeah, Monster and Jaeger, but Red Bull and Jaeger could be.
Huh, probably doesn't much matter, really.
No, I would stay away from those. Those are nasty.
You probably.
Yeah.
talking for a friend, right? You should probably not.
Well.
Oh, Rob, that's awesome. All right, so you should have two more emails in your inbox. The one we need to look at is Local Splash Initial Invoice. And I'm just going to talk you through this one because I have to read it to you anyway. So I'm going to talk you through the clicks, and then I'll read it for you.
Gotcha. All right,
so,
here we are.
All right, so about four sentences in is a click here to accept.
Yep.
And then they'll bring up a page for you. Scroll all the way to the bottom. There's a little checkbox. And, oh, then it asks you to type your name as it appears. So with middle initial, capital letters, blah, blah, blah. It's picky. Drives me nuts.
Oh, I see. That's true. For that I'm authorized cardholder. Done. Now it takes me to a username password.
Perfect. You did it right then. So that's actually where you're going to log into your dashboard for dashboard and analytics. They'll get you those login credentials this afternoon on your onboarding call. You don't need to save that screen if you don't want to. They'll send it to you again anyway. But if you want to bookmark it, you can. All right. So then, awesome. And then, so the voice verification, just a repeat of what you just went through, but by voice. So this is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Helix Junk Removal and Recycling.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Robert Byron Loper, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
I am.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
And the next one I'm going to preface with what it actually means. So if you add any social medias or other online marketing, yeah, whatever the next up-and-coming social media is, I've had a couple people tell me now that they're using TikTok for business. Add anything, just let us know. Only reason is so we can tie everything together. Officially, it reads, okay, cool. And then the official reading is, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement?
Yes.
Payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, September 23rd, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $398, the breakout of which is $299 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, on a month-to-month basis, your flat rate is $299, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 23rd of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Outstanding. Rob, you are all set on this end. Any questions for me before I let you back to your day?
Nope, I got a call at 5 o'clock and for onboarding and we go back and roll.
You bet. One more thing for you, just as a security, I guess. So Yelp is one that's notorious for this, but some of the other directories do too. Quite often, once we get you listed there, they'll call you asking you to sign up for a subscription or telling you that you need the subscription. Just know that that's not us calling. And declining whatever their offer is not going to affect what we're doing to place you on first page at all. The free listing that we do for you
on Yelp ads.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Yep. So then that if any of the other ones, I had a client call me back the other day and say, Gail, you guys keep calling asking for more money. And I'm like, no, dude, we don't do that. What are you talking about? And he started, well, I got a call about this. And I said, no. You go cancel them. That's not us. So yeah, so you know, we don't do that. We don't add anything to your invoices. I mean, if it were ever over $299, I would want you to tell me because it would be wrong. I can say with 100% certainty. So
would
I don't anticipate.
No?
Yes. Oh yes, I should explain. Okay. I sent over some text messages. First text message I think is my contact info, so you can put me in your phone. I am the lead on your account. So if you ever have questions or problems, you can always call me. Next one is customer service. That'll get you to your technician. And they'll actually call you at 5, though. What else is in there? Informational link on the call tracking. I think that's about it. Should have everything.
Yeah, looks good.
Awesome. Let me know if you need anything. Awesome. You have a good day, Rob.
You enjoy.
I'm excited for you guys.
You enjoy your camping trip. I'm excited.
Thank you. I will. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank
we'll
you so
talk
much.
To you
Have
soon.
A good day.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.